Information and support. Creating an emergency plan. What happens if you're suddenly unable to care for your loved one? Life is unpredictable, and illness or accidents can strike at any time. That's why having an emergency plan is essential. Leaflet download. Simply scan the QR code to download the All About Me leaflet. As a carer, you are often the main source of support for a loved one, giving your time to ensure their well-being. But what happens if unforeseen circumstances leave you temporarily unable to provide care? In these situations, it's essential to have a plan in place to ensure the person who relies on you is still well looked after, so you are able to make a good recovery. Make sure to tell people you are a carer. If you suddenly fall ill or are taken to the hospital, it's important to inform medical staff that you are a carer and that someone depends on your support. In many cases, hospital staff can help fast-track your care or contact someone who can step in and provide care until you're able to return. Local carer services and councils offer emergency carer schemes to provide help during crises. These schemes, which are often free, aim to ensure that there's a support system in place. A key feature is a carer ID card, which includes a number for a 24-hour call centre. If you're ever in an emergency situation and unable to communicate, this card alerts professionals to your caring role. The call centre then uses your emergency plan to make sure someone trusted can step in and provide care. Emergency plan checklist. 1. The name, address and contact information of the person you care for. 2. List the people you and your loved one would like to be contacted in an emergency. 3. Include details of any medication the person takes, where it's stored, and any ongoing treatment needs. 4. Note any allergies or medical conditions that need attention. 5. Write the contact details for their GP and pharmacy. 6. Detail any care services they receive, mobility aids they use, or continence products required. 7. Complete PSPA's All About Me leaflet for your loved one and list their likes and dislikes so the person stepping in to cover you has all the information to understand your loved one's needs. 8. Build a local support network of people who can help. Writing is a part of me and always will be.